Dallas City Council member Scott Griggs says the council and the Dallas Park Board have rejected gas drilling on parkland. Griggs says the city manager later amended the drilling contract to include 22 acres of parkland next to the Luna Vista Golf Course, formerly called the L.B. Houston Course. He says that was not right and calls it a lapse in leadership.
This lease, the way it was changed, the way it was renegotiated, should have been brought back to the Dallas City Council to consider whether or not this additional piece of property next to the golf course, the gun range, and near the soccer complex should have been added, and whether or not we want to introduce gas drilling into our park system.
City Manager Mary Soom says the parkland parcel had been in private hands but was deeded back to the city in 2007. A lag in updating a real estate database kept it out of the original lease. Trinity East found the property during its subsequent title work. Soom says the property was added to the drilling lease in 2008, and about that time she signed a letter offering reasonable confidence that the city council would give Trinity East special permission to drill on the park parcel. The city attorney says Soom acted within her authority. Councilmember Delia Hasso is not completely convinced.
I'm concerned. I want to hear more. And then I'll make a decision.
Councilmember Von Seal Jones Hill says Soom was doing her job.
I have absolute confidence in City Manager Mary Soom and in her 30 years of watching out for this city.
Dallas Residents at Risk, an anti-drilling group, fears the city manager has opened the door to surface drilling on Dallas parkland. The group is calling for an independent investigation to determine if the city manager exceeded her authority. BJ Austin, KERA News.